With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some European countries, Germany among them, are following the lead of the U.S. in evacuating embassy personnel in Haiti. The BBC's Will Grant says gang violence continues, spiraling out of control.
Millions of Haitians are trapped amid the chaos. Many are trying to stay indoors, but others have little alternative but to venture outside to make a living, even as the violence worsens. Over the past few days, gang members have fired on the National Palace and attacked the Interior Ministry with Molotov cocktails. Now the member heads of state of the Caribbean regional bloc, CARICOM, are gathering in Jamaica to discuss the situation in Haiti. It's understood the group is keen for the Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, who's currently in Puerto Rico and unable to return to Haiti, to step down.
The U.S. military has flown in forces to beef up security at the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty lamenting defeat of his proposal to require a U.S. citizenship question to be included in the census. 51 Democrats and independents recently banded together to defeat the measure. Quoting the Tennessee Republican, "I forced Chuck Schumer to hold a vote on whether illegal aliens should be counted for determining the number of congressional seats and electoral votes each state gets." Hagerty says it confirms that Democrats are using illegal aliens and sanctuary cities to increase their political clout. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel says its forces have killed more than 13,000 Hamas terrorists as the war in Gaza, triggered by the Hamas attack on Israel in October, continues to rage. Prime Minister Netanyahu is defending Israel's offensive after President Biden said that Israel must, quote, pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 109 points, while the Nasdaq is off 18 points. This is SRN News. As the immigration crisis at America's southern border continues to dominate presidential campaign dialogue, author, educator, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Alex McFarland, says the Biden administration is facing big challenges in 2024. McFarland notes that he has no ill will toward President Biden and that he routinely prays for him.
But he made an oath before God to protect the U.S. Constitution from threats within and without. And so with all of these illegals, they must be deported. Christians say to me, "Oh, but Alex, let's just automatically give them amnesty and citizenship." No, the administration is to care for rights and the welfare of taxpaying American citizens. There is no constitutional precedent that we are to be the soup kitchen for the world.
Alex McFarland currently serves as director of the Christian Worldview Center, located in Greenville, South Carolina. This is SRN News. A Florida couple will be celebrating D-Day and their wedding the very same time.
A 100-year-old World War II veteran plans to marry his 96-year-old fiancée in France as part of the 80th anniversary celebration of D-Day. Harold Terrans and Jean Swerlin of Boca Raton, Florida, have dated since 2021 and say they enjoy dancing, kissing, and holding hands. Terrans served in the Army Air Force and in France helped bring captured German prisoners to England. They plan to be married June 8th at a chapel near the Normandy beaches where U.S. forces landed. Jason Walker reporting.
Honolulu police investigating what appears to be the murder-suicide of a family, including three children. Police say their preliminary investigation shows the husband fatally stabbed his wife and the youngsters. SRNnews.com.